Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. Welcome to the Matrix. You can't make this stuff up anymore. I am not kidding you. I'm 77. I've seen a lot of garbage come down in the political world. I have never seen anything like what's going on right now. And so much of it is just... It makes me wonder what's going on with people. I watched Mark Levin on Fox and Friends. Mark Levin is a very smart, quick-thinking guy. Oh, he's a Jew. Okay, so what? I'm a Kraut. Does that make me a Nazi? I don't think so. I got a whole bunch of Cherokee. Guaranteed. Did that make me a war hoop? Nope. I'm an American. I am so fed up with this identity politics based on your skin, your race, or whatever. It is a crock. If you want to, if you are here and you act like an American, I don't care who the hell your religion is, except one, you cannot be a Muslim. Why? Because Muslims never, ever assimilate. It's a theocracy. Wake up, people. It's not a religion. It's a damn theocracy. And there's no such thing as a moderate damn Muslim. They stick together like glue, just like the Democrats do. Pelosi says, hey, y'all are going to vote on this. They'll all line up and do it. That's why you can't vote Democrat. There is no way to vote for a Democrat. The worst Republican is better than a Democrat. And we got a bunch of Republicans that are worse than rhinos. And we got one of them in Alaska, Murkowski. She's a damn crook. Criminal, she is. Like Schumer. Wake up, people. There's a war on. Trump has got it right. What is... We can't get to... I've got a couple things that I've found out this week. They will not be given out unless you're on the IRS list. I usually give everything out if you're listening to the show. You're not going to get these unless you want to join up. I had to pay for these. The information, the stuff that I'm going to talk about, some of this later. I had to pay for it. It should be available to the public. Why? Because we're on a need to know, and we freaking don't need to know. God, I love listening to Mark Levin on that. Right. They started off, he's a whistleblower. No, he's not a whistleblower. He's a judge. No, he's not a judge. Wake up. Check his credentials. He is not a judge. Your state senators are not state senators. Your state representatives are not state representatives. Your state judges are not state judges. The judges, quote, that are in the United States District Court are not Article III judges. They are not. They got a nice title. They lie to you. They are not what they claim to be. And I can prove it. I can prove it. I think what's going on with Trump, that man, I'm telling you, may God bless him. And watch out for him, and his wife. We actually have two real patriots. Two real patriots and statesmen in the White House right now. Obama and Big Mike aren't even qualified to shine the shoes of President Trump. And to call Big Mike First Lady is just beyond belief. We got Bathhouse Obama and Big Mike. Oh, wow. Wonder which one does the knees first. Just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just beyond belief. And that Schiff, that guy, he has a intelligence clearance? And he gets up and does a parody on the Ukraine thing? This is like a reality show. I can't. When I had my business, there's two things I will not tolerate. I cannot. I loathe liars and I loathe thieves. People that will steal or lie to you, you do not want to associate with them. Because it'll rub up on you, rub off on you. And when I was in telecommunications, I was the only medium or big size company that was absolutely 100% a straight arrow honest. There was a couple little small telecommunications companies that sold little small stuff that were honest. Every one of them was a crook. Every one of them were taking payoffs. I even got an audit done with the state of Alaska on a bid that I lost because of page numbering errors, and I even got the evidence in the audit of the corruption finally done by the state, and the state auditor says, "Well, we ain't got no authority. You go to the Department of Law, we're not going to do anything." I've witnessed this firsthand. A little taste, a really super small taste of what Trump is doing right now. Satan and the devil is alive, whatever he is, someone in the same or whatever, that guy is down here and he's raising holy H-E-double-L and he's having a heck of a good time at it. Why do not people grasp the understanding when I found out, like Mark Levin said, he's not a whistleblower. Why is he not a whistleblower? Because somebody in the deep state changed the form to you don't have to have first-hand knowledge. Hearsay knowledge is baloney. It goes nowhere. I heard Big Mike gets down on Obama. Is that a first time? Am I a whistleblower now? Of course not. This happens to be true, but I can't prove it because I got no first-hand knowledge. They didn't invite me in the bedroom. Hearsay is nonsense. This is why Mark Levin, first of all, you can't call him a whistleblower. Supposedly this whistleblower now that's in fear of his life that wrote that legal brief, it's written like the stuff that I put out or like lawyers put out, especially with footnotes and all that nonsense. He's not a whistleblower, or she's not a whistleblower. It's probably an it, probably transgender, because we can't identify a man or woman in today's world. God created a man and a woman, but oh, forget about that. Wake up, people. What's the first rule? He's not, or she's not, it's not a whistleblower. It has no first-hand knowledge. It is to be given no credibility. Zero. Zip. Just because they changed the form in August where you don't have first-hand knowledge does not make you a whistleblower. Hearsay knowledge, hearsay information makes everybody in the United States a whistleblower. Yeah. It's just, are we crazy or what? Are we lacking critical thinking? We got no moral fiber? Understand our English common law that was given to us and fought. We have star chambers today. And the old merry English star chambers, they're back. They just don't call them that. So now we got a guy that, or it, is not a whistleblower. I read the transcript. The president has a duty as the chief law enforcement officer of the executive to root out crime. He has a duty to do that. And to ask a favor, it's ludicrous. Why wouldn't he? Nobody else is doing it. The FBI, Ukraine gave it to the FBI. They wouldn't do anything. One FBI goes working for Soros. Hello. And then they go after, they ask, had another guy on, I saw an interview. He was a sharp guy, too, out of the White House. Can't think of the guy that did the interview. He's a twit, another one of them deep state twits, and he was trying to corner this guy. Well, why did Rudy Giuliani go to the Ukraine to get out information? Stop and think about that. Has anybody got any IQ above 100? Why? He said, well, he's got all these options. The question is not why President Trump chose to have Rudy Giuliani get involved with the Ukraine. He has discretion to make any type of decision he wants. He could have picked the FBI if we got anybody home, CIA if we got anybody home, if we had anybody in the Republican Party that had any balls that would have done some investigation and opened subpoenas and stuff like Lindsey Graham instead of spouting off and get his butt in gear and do something. There's a war on. So what was the appropriate question? It isn't, why did he pick Rudy Giuliani? The question is, was it legal, yes or no? And the question is an affirmative yes. The next question that would follow, if you have an IQ on the plus side, well, did he find anything? They won't ask that question. Listen to the interviews. They're not interested. They want to know why President Trump made decisions. It's his decision to make. That's why we put him in charge. To make decisions. Not to question why he made the decisions. If they are legal and lawful, then by damn, nobody's got a right to even question it. I don't know how Trump has got all of this he's got accomplished right now. The Democratic Party is the domestic enemies. They are attempting a coup of this country. If you like your republic, You will never vote a Democrat. I don't care who the hell he says he is. They are liars and thieves. They will line up together. They want communism. They want socialism. They want anarchy. Open borders is anarchy. I watched Laura Ingraham. She went up and had a town hall meeting in Chicago. A couple of police chiefs, retired police people, they said, can't fix it with the police. You can't fix it with legislation. You've got to fix it with the community. And then she invited the mayor, the new mayor, Rahm Emanuel. That SOB is gone. Never waste a crisis. Oh, boy. They got some woman now, happens to be black. She's crazy. They invited her. They had her on the show, just recording. I prohibit the Chicago police from turning over any criminals to ICE, any criminals that are illegal. Really? And then you wonder why they're killing each other in Chicago, especially blacks on blacks. Oh, we don't talk about that. You turn in criminals loose. Known criminals, because they're illegal. Do you turn regular criminals loose too? Oh, no, we keep them all locked up. It's the illegal criminals we got to turn loose. MS-13 gang members, it don't make any difference. Child slavers, child trafficking people. I'll tell you, these people that do child trafficking, there is no penalty on earth that is just for anybody that's involved in something like that. It's pure evil. It's like Moloch out of the Bible or something. It's just pure evil. And they're turning them loose. And the people in Chicago are putting these people in, I guess. Thus the elections are crooked, like the Democrats. They put people in charge that are evil, that don't love our country, that don't respect and obey our laws. And then they wonder why they have shootings and neighborhoods. And then they were talking about in the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods, because most of them are black up there with all this is going on. We can't talk to the police because, we don't trust the police. Well, if you don't trust the police, shut the hell up and get shot. Buy an AR-15 or a AK-47 and shoot back. One thing I learned when I had a hard lesson. When I tried to help the Chickaloon natives over there put a driver's license to the people on deadbeat fathers that were not drunks and alcoholics that were losing their jobs. Never, ever fight somebody else's battle. He who will not fight for his own rights, you just walk away. Walk away. Never look back. If they won't fight for their own rights, you can't save them. They'll sell you out in a heartbeat. That's what they are. They're cowards. They're lukewarm. God said, spit them out. I got caught up in that. Screwed up my life for quite a few years. I learned a hard lesson. He who will not fight for his rights, walk away. Don't look back. They're evil or they're cowards. You can't save them. That's what's going on in these democratic cities. They vote for these people, and what's amazing, they're voting for the black people, that the black people are waging war on the black people. That even makes it crazier yet. It'd be crazy if they was voting white people in, most of them. They're voting black people in, and the black people are waging war on their own damn black people. Wake up, people. Back in a minute. I'm pissed.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, we're back here, and Republic tells me they got a good clip we're going to play. It's Rudy Giuliani and Stephanopoulos. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I also support everything I say with affidavits. I have an affidavit here that's been online for 6 months that nobody bothered to read, from the gentleman who was fired, Viktor Shokin, the so-called corrupt prosecutor. The Biden people say that he wasn't investigating Hunter Biden at the time. He says under oath that he was.
But as you know, I know he says that under oath.
Oh, he must not be. We don't even know him. He must not be telling the truth.
We know that Vice President Biden was part of an international effort, was part of a government-wide effort to help push the prosecutor up.
If the name here was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., and it said that the president of the Ukraine asked me to resign due to pressure from the U.S. presidential administration, the truth is that I was forced out because I was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into Burisma Holdings and Joe Biden's son. That's under oath by the prosecutor who was handling the case, who they say is corrupt. Now, a lot of prosecutors.
It's not just they who said it's corrupt. The European Union said he's corrupt. The entire U.S. administration.
Oh, they all said it. Anybody prove it?
That's why he was removed from office.
No, it wasn't. The reason he was removed from office was he resigned because the president forced him to resign. And then, just in case we want to deal with the corruption thing, I have another affidavit, this time from another Ukrainian prosecutor who says that the day after Biden strong-armed the president to remove Shokin, they show up in the prosecutor's office, lawyers for Hunter Biden show up in the prosecutor's office, and they give an apology for dissemination of false information.
I know.
You know what the apology is for? For having gotten out the story that this guy was corrupt. Now, if you met this guy, he's not very good at corruption because he's very poor. Well, unlike the prosecutor who tanked the case on Biden, who's driving around in a Bentley.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Affidavits, real evidence. You're going to be prosecuted for perjury. Oh, we can't have that. Let's have hearsay evidence. I'm outside a courtroom. I don't need to get up on the stand and testify under oath. I can just whisper it to the prosecutor out there. You know what? I think this guy did it. I think he raped his daughter. Oh, so they can go in there and say, yeah, let's open an investigation. Let's find this guy guilty here. Because I heard it on the outside there. Outside the courtroom. You can't make this stuff up. It's ludicrous. Unbelievable. Why would Trump or anybody go along with a subpoena? You cannot call, and that's another thing that Mark Levin brought out, I didn't know. She has changed the deposition and the hearing rules. And like they said, is Pelosi being run by AOC? No, she's AOC. She's just smarter at it. AOC's dumber than a rock. That squad of four, those Muslims are dumber than rocks. Sheesh. They're so stupid. Cow farts. Unbelievable. I couldn't even say something like that and keep a straight face. And the world's going to end. Oh my God, the sky is falling. Chicken Little. They've been reading Chicken Little again. I read that when I was in kindergarten. Really? And your facts? They've changed global warming. Go see Global Warming Swindle. Global Warming Swindle. It's on the internet. It's about sunspots. It's about the cloud cover. It's about the ocean stores of CO2. And the CO2 is a result after the fact, not before. Oh, we can't have facts. And then we can't have global warming, so we have climate change. Do you really think that the climate isn't changing constantly every damn year? Are you stupid? How do we get a damn ice age? I know the cows and the dinosaurs started farting and warmed the world up. Sheesh. What is wrong out there in this world? So now we have Pelosi declare we're having a formal impeachment inquiry. A formal one. Hey, Pelosi, you can't have an impeachment inquiry unless you have a vote. You are not the damn dictator. Have a vote. If I was anybody in the Trump's thing, I'd tell them, go to hell. Vote on it. I want to see those Democrats vote on it, for the record. Then we'll talk about subpoenas. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And, you can't make this stuff up. Our republic has been overthrown. There is nobody lawfully, even the President of the United States technically is not even in, a legitimate office, because he's not elected by the people that's supposed to be the citizens of the several states. What are two things? Now, Moniz has got a case that is sitting in front of the United States Federal Court of Claims. Well, the thing is, we invoked... I say we. I'm just a, I write legal briefs. Not an attorney, not a counselor, so don't go down that road. People take the stuff, they modify it, because it's always screwed up anyway. Always have typos, never have time to proof it. It's not my stuff. I just write it. They want to use it, fine. If they don't, fine. Well, the thing that I ran into, and let me pull this up, this is in... this is in 28 U.S.C. 2515. And you have to plead this stuff. Well, let's go get back and get a history, just a little bit of history, just on the Federal Court of Claims. It was somewhere around 1855 or something like that. They made the, I'll have to go look, but back in the, around the Civil War era, they made the Federal Court of Claims. They've changed the different names, but it's the Federal Court of Claims. And they presumed that it was an Article III court. So anyway, going on down the road. In 19, let's see, what year was that? It was in the 1930s. Let me pull this up here. Supreme Court come out and said, guess what? Your Federal Court of Claims is not an Article III court. That was done back in 1960, 1933 or somewhere along in there. Anyway, why is that important? Because you see what they were doing. They in reality had an Article I court posing as an Article III court. So in 1953, Congress come out and actually said in writing, what a noble idea. They know those words, Article III court. They made the United States Federal Court of Claims an Article III court. It lasted until 1982. So from 1953 to 1982, there was a bona fide Article III court. Why would I want an Article III court? That's a good question, you think. Well, because I have an independent judge. He has to obey the rule of law. He has to obey the Constitution of the United States and the constitutions of the several states. And he has to use common law, statutory law, or equity. And he can't blend them, which I'm going to get to later. When you get into a federal court, correction, when you get in a court of the United States, federal court is used many ways. When you get in a court of the United States arising under Article III, exercising the judicial power of the United States, which means abiding by the Constitution, quote, laws of the United States in Article VI, in all cases, in law and equity, they can't blend them. This is important because the, quote, states have been running off the rails. Oh, we'll blend law and equity. We'll do all, because they don't have that, most of them. They just put it all together. We'll call it one form of action and screw the people because they won't have a clue. When it gets to Article III courts, it must be separated. It is either a law issue or it is an equity issue. And equity is there is no remedy in law. So we got to do what's what we think is fair and the best and just. Law is there's statutory law. There's things that's contracts or whatever, statutory law to back it up. So I'm reading this. So they made it a bona fide Article III court from 1953 to 1982. Well, you see, we got a problem here. Because, you see, in the when they did this, when they made this a Article I court, which I'll get into why they did that, in 1982, you have to plead USC 28, USC 1491. All that is a waiver of sovereignty. So that the United States, not United States of America, of course, they're trying to say they're the same. They're not. I can prove that so many ways. We're going to pound that. That's going to get out into the appellate courts yet. We're working on it. Well, let's see. So if we have 1491, which says I can sue the United States for money damages or taking my property, and I invoke 28 USC, which you have to, 2515. And it says a rehearing may be granted, a judgment may be altered or amended, or a new trial may be granted on any ground established by the rules of common law or equity applicable as between private parties. End quote. That called up Federal Court of Claims. I said, where are your rules of common law and where's your rules of equity? Well, they put me to the law library over there that puts all this stuff together. I did get a rules of 1924 of the Court of Claims. He said, well, we don't have that. That's all on the internet. He wouldn't help me. I said, how can I go to the Federal Court of Claims on the rules of common law and equity and I don't know where the hell the rules are? And then you go look at the new Article 1 rules, and they're relying on the rules of civil procedure, which are the rules of equity. They're equity rules. So where did the common law go? And where's the equity rules? This is like the Catholic Church. We can read the Ten Commandments, but you can't have a Bible. Really? How can I go into a court that says they're going to use the rules of common law and equity, and I don't know where the rules are? Does it make you wonder that maybe they're not using the rules? That's what I would think. So I went on a search. Where are the rules of common law and where are the rules of equity? I finally found the rules of common law. I'm not going to say how I got them, but I got them. Of a bona fide Article 3 court of 1969 of the United States Federal Court of Claims. I got the whole thing. 287 pages worth. I had to pay for it. With some connections I got. I got it. Why isn't this available? Well, because they're not using it. Not really using it. But the first thing, I mean, I didn't even begin to get through it because there's so much in both of these. The first thing, I only got to page 3. And we have this something called Wunderlich. W-U-N-D-E-R-L-I-C-H. W-U-N-D-E-R-L-I-C-H Act. This happened in court decision in 1963. What is that? Why is that in the common law? Why is it there? What's it doing? See, I go look these things up. And it's amazing. This is the Supreme Court of the United States versus Carlo Bianchi and Company. It's 373 U.S. 709. 373 U.S. 709. And what are they talking about? Substantive evidence. Well, we've all, if we've been in a court here, you're aware of 5 U.S.C. 701 through 706, arbitrary and capricious, and then we use substantive, not supported by substantive evidence. Arbitrary and capricious. What are they talking about? Oh, let's see what they're saying. This should shock you. The standard of review adopted by the Wunderlich Act, arbitrary, capricious, and not supported by substantive evidence, have frequently been used by Congress, have consistently been associated with a review limited to the administrative record. Now, that ought to tell you something right there, but that's not real clear yet. The term, in quotation marks, substantive evidence, in quotation marks, in particular, has become a term of art, no kidding, to describe the basis on which an administrative record is to be judged by a reviewing court, United States Federal Court of Claims. This standard goes to the reasonableness of what the agency did on the basis of the evidence before it. For a decision may be supported by substantive evidence, even though it could be refuted by other evidence that was not presented in the decision-making body. What did they just say? In the administrative record, to give the illusion of an Article III court, they can't do administrative law. But they will look at the reasonableness of the evidence of the administrative record coming up. They will only look at what's in the administrative record, even though there are facts, affidavits outside that say it never happened. You're going to lose. Stop and think about that. The administrative record, which has no real rules of evidence, they just do whatever the hell they want. They got no authority. except if you're a citizen of the United States and aren't smart enough to figure it out that you aren't. The administrative record comes up, and it can be full of a freaking flat-out lie. And you have the President of the United States, Congress, anybody saying this is not so, and they can't see it. Is there something wrong with that system? So if you don't create this in the administrative record, and they just do everything they can in the administrative record, they lie, steal, cheat, there's no due process of law, it's all just a, these people have no authority to do anything. They're not elected. They have no office. They're just Praetorians, really. The Praetorian Guard protecting the Caesar. That's all they are. They're supposed to be subject to regulations having a forced effect of law. I've never seen one yet. They don't do them. Why would they need to do them? I guarantee you there are very few lawyers and almost nobody knows how that, quote, administrative state works. And why would I want to enter the administrative state and abandon my rule of law? Why? Why would I go there? Because I don't know any better. Because they've taken over the damn country. That's why. This headless fourth branch of government, that is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, may he rot in hell. That's his words of his agency, of his research done, 400 pages. Headless fourth branch of government. That's what they are. There's no head. How do you fight them? Who are you going to fight? That's what makes fighting administrative stuff just seem like it's like a paraplegic looking at Mount Everest. How the hell do I get to Mount Everest? It's an impossibility almost. So here's an important issue. In the rules of a court, that is Article 3, the rules of court for an Article 3 court. It says, Rules of the United States Court of Claims. That's what it says at the top. 1969. But what it says is, this volume represents the fifth edition of the rules of this court initially revised on 1951 to conform to the federal rules of civil procedure. That's before it became an Article III court. The inception of that effort and the subsequent development of the revisions of 1953, 57, and 64 are narrated in the foreword of the 1964 revision. I couldn't get my hands on the 1964 revision. But I did get this one here. 1969. Never seen it. The rules of court of a bona fide Article III court. I've never seen one of the United States District Court yet. I've got stuff that's close. Because what it says is, we're going to use the rules of the Supreme Court of the United States. How do you use the rules of the common law and equity if you can't see them? And they won't help you. And then you come to find out that all this administrative appeal crap, if it ain't in the record, you lose. You can't do the law to them because they can't see it even. They can't even see the law. They're based on facts, and they lie. How does that go to the whistleblower? It's based on facts, supposedly, but they aren't verified. It's hearsay. It's smoke. That's the same thing they use in administrative law. Do they come after you with affidavits? No. They just make it up. And we fall in line because we don't know no better. This is shocking. And then what's even crazier yet, people go to jail for not asking for money back. Call a return. A 1040. What is a Form 1040? It is an implied in law contract. What is an implied in law contract? It is a contract where I admit I have an obligation to you, but you have no obligation to me. Really? Why would I do that? It's called volunteering because you're stupid. The question, again, should be asked, where is the authority to withhold? What got this started to begin with? Would that be an important thing? Somebody took my money, and I don't go ask for it back, and they claim I owe money. Well, the obvious question is, who has the authority to, quote, withhold the money? Why don't they ask that question? Why? Beats the hell out of me. We tried it in Rappert's case in Ferba in Minnesota. The judge wouldn't allow us to go there. Why? We're supposed to be after the law, right? Why wouldn't he allow us? Why wouldn't he allow the deputy? Why? Who is the withholding agent? Back at him.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. USC 7701, it should be IRC. The United States, Title 26 is not even part of the United States Code. But that, it just looks like it. But we'll let that go for right now. 26 USC 7701A16. The withholding agent, the term, quote, withholding agent, that means the exclusive use of those two words in quotation marks followed by means. Any person, we'll stop right there. Any person, who is that? Person is defined, the person shall be construed to mean and include an individual, does it say natural person, natural man or woman, an individual, trust, a state, partnership, association, company, and corporation. So it has, they have to, you have to use the word individual. Some of these states try to put in natural person and walk around this. Can't do it. What is an individual? That seems like a good question. You think? What is an individual? An individual is defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2, 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. The term individual, quotation mark, means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. So unless that evidence is put in that you're a citizen of the United States, by the way, which is a felony under 18 U.S.C. 911, if you claim to be one and aren't, or an alien. That's it. So now we go back to A-16. The term withholding agent means any person, that's an individual or an alien, required to deduct and withhold any tax, not a tax, any tax. That covers the whole thing. Under the provisions of 1441, which is a non-resident alien, 1442 is a foreign corporation, 1443 is a foreign organization, and 1463 says you can sue the damn, quote, employer. That's the whole harmless clause. If you are not a non-resident alien, a foreign corporation, or a foreign organization, they cannot withhold. There's no law, even a statute. Even though it's a public law, and even though it's IRC, it's not even part of the code. That's it. All of these states adopt the IRS. All of them. Go look at them. They use them all over the place. Why doesn't anybody bring this up? We tried to bring it up, and the judge shut us down. He had to. It was a bench trial, thanks to Rappert. He put me onto a bench trial instead of a trial by jury because you can bring up the law. There is no law. You go look at these, quote, IRS cases. The judge says, I'm going to give you the law. No, Bubba. It's supposed to be the laws of the United States as written, not what you. But he's telling the truth. If you just listen, understand now, because we now have the rules that says that damn court, United States District Court, is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 tribunal. What does that mean? The courts and their definition says the judge is a representative of the court and the court is under the control of Congress. Duh. Does that sound like an independent judge? The judge is representing the court? I didn't even know he was part of the... What's going on? Really? Got two cases on it. That's what they say.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.